There's a new book available for the general layman, but also is going to be used in curriculum. It's quite important, and it's fresh off the press, and we have the author here in studio with us this afternoon. The book is called Art Therapy, Trauma, and Neuroscience, and its author is Juliette King. She is the director of the Graduate Art Therapy Education Program at IUPUI here in Indianapolis. And Juliette, we were talking right before you came in here. Art therapy has a lot of different meanings to it, but when you blend it in with the neuroscience, it takes on a whole new form that's quite effective, and it's been around for a while, but now it's kind of seems to be getting the importance that it really deserves. And this book is really one of those ways.
Right. Thank you. Art therapy is actually a specific medical and healthcare profession that requires a graduate degree in art therapy to practice. And what we're able to do with these theoretical and practical perspectives that we've worked with for many, many years is we're starting to tie together and integrate neuroscience theory and neuroanatomical functions to the processes of self-expression. So we can understand a little bit more about how it is and why it is that art therapy is so successful.
And here at WFYI, we produced a television show. It's also on our website, and we did some radio programs on it as well, involving veterans. And this is where this form of therapy really is very effective.
Yes, the field of art therapy has done a lot of work with veterans, and we are very committed to learning new and creative ways to working with people that have experienced trauma. And the way that trauma is manifested is not within our conscious realm. Typically, when people go through experiences such as combat or have traumatic brain injury or have suffered from various forms of abuse or whatnot, it's very difficult to recall these memories because they are located somewhere else in our brain. And what happens is the brain has less of an ability to integrate itself. And so when we are asked to work with people and when people come in for help and they try to discuss what it is that had happened or express how it is that they feel, it ends up being a very difficult process. And so we need ways of tapping into more feeling-based and more sensory-based experiences that we can work towards integrating with our cognition.
We're also seeing this, obviously, this crisis of opioid drugs, too, being just treating the pain with medicine. And that's not working. But art therapy works.
Yeah. So there are many ways that the brain can be traumatized biologically, psychologically, environmentally. And so the list goes on. And when we experience substance abuse and addiction, then it makes it that much more difficult to have what we would call a bilateral functioning, or basically allowing the brain to talk to itself. And so when we use drugs, then it makes it harder for the brain to communicate different parts of itself. Therefore, the person becomes typically more fragmented and rigid in their behavior and ways of thinking and feeling. And so the expressive therapies do a really good job of working at a more sensory or unconscious level to allow for a more integrated sense of self.
And there are a couple workshops coming up over at the Heron School of Art right here on the IUPUI campus. The combat paper workshop, which you guys have done before and was very successful, and you're going to do it again.
Yes. For the third year in a row, we are going to host the combat paper workshops at the Eskenazi Fine Arts Center at 1410 Indiana Avenue on Tuesday, March 22nd and Thursday, March 24th from 10 to 4. And we're also going to have the artist lecturer Drew Cameron talk about his work at Eskenazi Hall, and that'll be on Wednesday, March 23rd at 7 p.m.
And anybody can come to these that has suffered any kind of trauma, that wants to find a better way to find good health.
And people that suffer trauma or do not suffer trauma, these workshops are open to the community and open to anybody. I would just ask that you please email me at kingjul@iupui.edu and let me know so we can have an RSVP for the event.
Book is available on Amazon.com. Continued success, Juliette. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks so much.